Welcome back to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio. Now your host, Jacobus Hollewein.
Well, good morning, everybody. I tell you what, that last half hour sure was a lot of information by my guest, Rudy Dragoni, who is, you can find a lot of information about him and what he stands for by going to his website, Clark's Pharmacy, Clark's, C-L-A-R, KS, Clark's Pharmacy AZ, stands for Arizona, clarkspharmacyaz.com, and that is in Scottsdale, Arizona. The phone number where that you can reach the company, it's 480-480, then 488-2007, 488-2007. And he is a phenomenal wealth of information for us. As he says himself, he's done this for over 30 years, and there is always new research coming out, always new things to learn. But I am just very happy that he's on the show today. What an insight. Amazing. I'm sitting over here taking notes, and we just had a conversation during the commercial break because I was getting a little bit confused about, you know, I've heard things one way and I've been explaining that to listeners or to listeners, to all of you. But at the same time, I have talked to customers at the store trying to explain to them about adrenaline and cortisol and DHEA and hormones and the body and the mind and how this works. I've always said there is the mind, the brain, which I call the coach. The coach is telling the body what to do, and then there is the athlete, which is below the neck. The coach is above the neck. The brain, the body is below the neck, and the body is simply trying to listen to what the coach tells it to do. So we go, 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 because the brain says go, 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 and we need to fuel the body correctly, and we need to cleanse the body, as Rudy is saying, to activate all the parts of the body that we need in order to have a functional day and to have a successful day. So when you talk about that, and I've used to all of you the analogy of a car, if you're sitting in the car, driving the car, you are really the brain, because you tell the car to go fast or slow, to go high or low, to left or right. You know, you tell the car what to do. But if you do not put the fuel in the car, and if you don't cleanse the filters on a regular basis and change the oil and all that stuff, the car at one point or another simply will die. It will just not drive for you. It never happens when you want it to. It may be someone in the middle of a stop sign, or standing at a stop sign, you can't get going anymore. You got a line of people behind you. But what happens is that when you look at a car, the car doesn't get emotional. And the difference is with our body, the body doesn't have that function. It doesn't have that switch. It literally will keep going, 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 because the brain tells it to go. And so for me, that made a lot of sense to me. Now we are talking about hormones. And as we talk about the liver, cleansing the liver creates cholesterol. And cholesterol is a precursor. Cholesterol makes hormones. And the hormone breakdown, you can look that up on the internet, how hormones are broken down. And what Rudy is talking about, the very first hormone that cholesterol makes is called pregnenolone, pregnenolone. And then pregnenolone goes in several different pathways, but one of them is progesterone. The other one is towards DHEA. And we just talked about DHEA, and DHEA then itself converts into two hormones, androstenedione and androstenediol. And one of them goes into the estrones and estriol, and the other one goes into testosterone, and then testosterone, estradiol. So we are talking about the breakdown of these hormones and what we can do to help the hormones. And Rudy, at the end of this last half hour, he was talking about the Dr. Kobayashi in Japan, who was working with people and making sure that the body temperature was right, because when the thyroid is weak, and a lot of people have an undiagnosed thyroid disorder. The thyroid is located in the throat. The thyroid is so important for our metabolism and containing the body temperature. And when the thyroid is not functioning right, it can cause all kinds of health issues that are not pleasant. And if you're not correctly diagnosed, you walk around with the symptoms of apathy or tiredness, insomnia, low libido, headaches, migraines, cholesterol issues, tingling hands and feet, sensitivity to cold and heat. You can have dry eyes, hair loss. There's a combination, weight gain, sluggishness. So these are thyroid problems that a lot of people walk around with and are not correctly diagnosed because of reference ranges. And here, Rudy is talking about the iodine and how much we need, etc. But my God, Rudy, I'm just taking away your time. That's not what I want to do. But thank you so much for being with us and educating us.
It's okay. You're just reviewing everything we talked about, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Keep going.
Okay. So you were talking about the DHEA, and I just want to understand that because in the same time, I want to throw in a question that somebody had and said, if I use a hot sauna, would that be enough to get me up to a temperature of 103.5 so I can activate these white blood cells? So that is a question. No?
No, because you're not going to get core activation. You're not going to get the core be up to 103.5.
Okay. So that needs to be done.
It's very difficult to do that. And you can chance yourself into dehydration. I do not recommend that. I do recommend saunas and high doses of vitamin B vitamins if you wanted to detox certain chemicals, okay? And that's a completely other situation. But I don't recommend using hot saunas from the outside to burn in. I want you to regulate thyroid because it's not everything. Hormones act at quantity over time. If you look at a young lady and she starts to develop into the hourglass design and to start creating breasts, her breasts don't happen overnight. They happen over time because there's a constant infusion of estrogen over time that creates that to happen.
Yeah.
Problems with the prostate, problems with all, as we have the benefits of hormones over time, we also have the detrimental things that happen as bad hormones over time. So that if you said to me, how does this work? How can I get some picture? I want to throw a couple of pictures at you. The first picture is that the human body, they did a radioactive isotope study a long time ago, and they saw that the human body gets torn down and rebuilt over time. How long? About 90% of the body gets completely rebuilt over a 3-year period. So if you had a hormonal signature, and you had that hormonal signature for an exact full year, how much of the body do you think that hormonal signature is going to be influencing the body? About 33%. So that if you had the bad hormones in there, what are the chances of you developing those bad hormones to create cancer? Over a year of using them, 33%. If you did it for 3 years, then those bad situations can create 90% chance of having a problem.
Yes.
So when we look at hormones, it's always hormones over time, okay? If 3 years you do 90%, then over 1 month, around 3% of a change is going to happen in your body structure depending on the hormonal signature.
Okay.
Not all hormones have the same amount in the body. So we're looking at testosterone, we're looking at estrogen, we're looking at all the different hormones. But if you were to look at all of the hormones, and let's make a representation of flour. There's 5 cups of flour that are the hormones inside of our body. No, there's not that much hormones in our body, but I'm just using it as a way to visualize it.
Sure.
4 of those cups is one hormone. Guess what that hormone is? DHEA. So when we look at the hormonal structure, when we look at the cascade of hormones, you see that one goes to the other, goes to the other, goes to the other. But DHEA is 80% of the steroid hormones that we have in our body. And what happens when we have a deficiency of DHEA? Interestingly enough, I can check deficiencies of people and I tell them to put your hand on the table. Pull up one of your fingers, okay, while you're pressing down on the table and see what degree the finger comes up. If you can pull that finger up to a full 90-degree level, then what's happening is your ligaments and tendons that are holding that particular finger are weak. And if they're weak, you're missing DHEA, because DHEA is the hormone that's necessary to rebuild ligaments and tendons. You take some athletes, and I know one athlete, I don't want to mention his name on the radio, but this particular athlete was constantly injecting himself with testosterone. And he jumped off the back of a pickup truck, which is only a foot high off the ground, or 2 feet off the ground, and he ripped his Achilles tendon. Because he's pushing the testosterone so high, he's depressing his DHEA. His DHEA is necessary for ligaments and tendons. He's very muscular, but the weak ligaments and tendons manifest themselves by ripping when he jumped off the back of a pickup truck.
So don't do the testosterone unless you have also enough DHEA to support that.
When doctors call me and say, I want you to check this person's hormones, I look at all of the hormones. So for men, I want to depress the estrone. I want to depress the estradiol, not all the way to zero, okay? Estradiol is the estrogen of love. It binds to the parts of the brain that creates creative thinking. So for all the men and women that are out there, I'm sorry to say this to the guys, but women are smarter than men. They have right brain hormones that allow them to be more creative. I say a man, because of his testosterone, takes sticks and makes a house. A woman takes a house and makes a home, okay? It's the love that goes in there. Men don't make a lot of estradiol until we're in our 20s. So before that, we're all about sex, testosterone, procreating. Women make a ton of estradiol as soon as they're making their period, and they're all about love. So think about it. If you wanted to propagate the species, what do? You make the women fall in love all the time, and you make the man be able to want to have sex all the time. And what happens? The species gets propagated. So this is part of our own DNA. This is part of who we are, okay? So when you see someone and they don't fall in love and they have a lot of testosterone because then they're going from one person to another, it's because they're not making estradiol. So you don't want to eliminate it. You want to be able to fall in love.
Yes.
But at the same time, you have to limit it, because if you have too much estrogen, then men become very emotional. And too much estrogen, you start, too little estrogen, you don't care about the car burning. Too much estrogen, you're worried about dog poop. Okay.
Can I say something about it? That's really good. I want to say something that I was reading. The company Life Extension Foundation came out with a study in 2012, and it was, they had done a 5-year study from 2006 through 2011. And they had done over 2,400 men that were all between the ages of 69 and 81. So that was their test group, 69 to 81. The reason why they took that group is because all these men, when we get older, we start having these so-called age-related disorders, diabetes, prostate cancer, Alzheimer's, obesity, arthritis. They just said, you know, why is it that as men get older, they start having more and more health problems that we call the age-related health problems? And they said the big difference is that when you compare to a 25-year-old male, the hormone structure is completely different. And so what they recommended, what they did with these men, they asked these men for 5.1 years to work on this experiment, where they started rebalancing their hormones more to a level that was equivalent to a 25-year-old. And so they tested them on the total testosterone, free testosterone, and estradiol. Now, I wrote an article about it, and it was 6 years ago, but I wrote an article about it, and I said, well, we also need DHEA because it is such an important hormone. We should know about it. And today I also tell men, when they want to do a blood test on all these hormones, to get their vitamin D3 tested with it as well. So the Life Extension Foundation came out with, they said the ideal level of testosterone for any man would be between 700 and 900 nanograms per deciliter, 700 to 900. They said if that is the case, then their estradiol should be between 22 and 30. And so they said, so I have had men doing that testosterone, doing the blood test, and they say, well, my testosterone is low, let's say 400. But my estradiol is in the normal range, is 28. And I said, no. It is the aromatase enzyme that converts, that pulls on that testosterone and pulls out and converts into estradiol. And I said, if we're going to double your testosterone from 400 to 800, which is more normal range, what do you think is going to happen to the estradiol? And they said, well, it'll double also. I said, so now you're going to end up with about 56 on your estradiol. And what Life Extension said, that once a man gets an estradiol over 37, there is an immediate 133% increased risk of developing prostate cancer and cardiovascular problems. But if a man goes below 13 on the estradiol, there is an immediate increased risk for fractures and osteoporosis. So I want to throw that in there because I'm trying to use that information while I'm listening to you. So testosterone 700 to 900, do you agree with that number you mentioned earlier, 300 to 1100?
You've heard so many things where I wanted to interject, but I didn't want to interrupt you. So I didn't write anything down, so we're going to have to go this step by step.
You bet.
Let me just give you the crux of this.
Yes.
It's not just estradiol. It's estradiol and estrone. So you have to take total estrogen.
Okay.
And I find that I get people to be at optimum if their estrogen to, so their testosterone to estrogen level, total estrogen level is 40 to 1. And if you were to do that and somebody had a testosterone of 800, for example, okay, you wouldn't want their total estrogens to be more than 20. Because at 20, it's 40 to 1. Okay?
Okay.
So I do not say eliminate all estradiol. Estradiol has an effect on what we call the osteoclast. Okay? It slows down. There are two different cells inside of the bone. One is called the osteoclast, one is called the osteoblast. The osteoclast looks for old bone and eats up old bone. If you have enough estrogen in your body, you slow down the consumption of bone. That's why women are prone to osteoporosis.
Correct. When they start menopause, because the ovaries.
Progesterone is a bone tropic hormone. It causes the osteoblast to make more bone. So I've had a 77-year-old patient that we gave progesterone to, gave vitamin D to, made sure she had enough calcium. She was a hunchback at 77. At 79, she was 4 inches taller with no osteoporosis, no osteopenia. So getting the right amount of progesterone and the right amount of estrogen and getting the hormones right completely changed her back because she has micro breaks in her spine that caused her to become a hunchback. So that has happened. So there's no such thing as, you know, I'm too old for this, okay? But I want to touch on what you mentioned earlier, which was DHEA. And I said to you, 80% of the hormones are DHEA.
Correct.
And you have to look at ranges, okay? When you look at a range from a lab, that range is established. Every lab has different ranges. And they establish that range by looking at the populace that took the test, eliminating the top 5%, eliminating the bottom 5%, and saying this is the range of what normal should be. The truth of the matter is, if you're going for a thyroid examination, for example, okay,
yeah.
And who are the people that are getting tested? They're all people that have thyroid problems. That's why they're getting their thyroid tested.
Correct.
So the ranges are skewed to the lower side. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't take the ranges. Yes, you can use the ranges as a guide. As a doctor, I say 10%. 90% is how a patient is feeling. And you have to titrate the hormones within the ranges to be able to get the optimum sense of health. When we look at DHEA, and I have had many patients that I've consulted for that have autoimmune diseases. Now I'm talking fibromyalgia. I'm
yeah.
talking systemic lupus. I'm talking Sjogren. I'm talking a whole slew, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. When I bring their DHEA level up to the top one-third of normal, to a regular younger fashion, what has happened is these autoimmune diseases over the course of 2 to 3 months have dissipated.
Wow.
So we have all of these big pharma has got all of these big drugs out there that biologics to suppress the immune system. And what they don't tell you is we have a drug out there that's going to give you a pseudo-AIDS-like type of situation where you are suppressing your immune system. They sneakily tell you, make sure you don't have tuberculosis. Make sure you don't have this disease, because we're bringing down your immune system. So if you have those diseases, they're going to run rampant. Instead of saying, hey, what happens when we increase DHEA? What happens when we increase the adrenal hormones to a normal level? Hydrocortisone, for example. Pregnenolone, for example.
Yeah.
We reinforce the adrenal. The adrenals act like a regulator for our immune system. So if we support the adrenals and we let them have less of a burden, then they can concentrate on adjusting the immune system. And if they adjust the immune system, all of a sudden, these certain conditions, which we call diseases that are autoimmune, dissipate and disappear.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
So I can't tell you how many people say, well, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis and my thyroid is out of control. And now my antibodies are out of control and I don't know what to do. And I'm already taking, 10 times the dose of what I normally would take. And I go, where's your DHEA level? It's in the tank. Slowly creep up the DHEA level to a normal level. And all of a sudden, okay, these things disappear. And you got to be careful, okay? Hormones should not be taken without some type of consultation, especially the older you get.
Yeah.
If I had a patient and she was 65 or more, I can start them on 2.5 milligrams of DHEA as a prescription item.
Would there be a cream? Will there be a cream?
As a cream. As a cream, if I gave them, let's say, a 20 milligram cream, I'd send them to the hospital with palpitations. Because what no one's talking about, and is very important, it's not just about the hormones. It's also about the receptor sites that are there to receive the hormones. And if you've starved the body for a long period of time without that particular hormone, the body creates a lot of receptor sites. I give this example. Let's say we have a pool table. And we have 16 balls on the table, okay? And there's six holes. The holes represent the receptor sites. The 16 balls represent the hormones. If I throw all 16 balls across the table, one or two will sink. That's normal hormonal function.
Right.
If I start taking the balls off of the table, by the time I reach the eight balls, the body reconciles by putting 12 holes on the table. When I go down to all the way to two balls and it has hardly anything in there, the body reconciles by putting 30 holes on the table. Now, I know the body's supposed to have 16 balls. That's what the ranges say. That's what we're looking at. I don't want to put 16 balls on a table that has 30 holes, because if I throw those 16, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe all of them will fit into the holes.
Yes.
And what I'm going to have is a hyper situation. So a lady at 65, I give her 20 milligrams of DHEA. She starts to have palpitations. She goes to the hospital. She says, you're crazy. I should have never taken this much. But I give him 2.5 milligrams. And then I wait a week and I bring it up to 5 milligrams. Then I wait a week and I bring it up to 7.5. And I slowly increase the hormones, giving an opportunity for those holes to close. Okay.
Okay.
Because
we have
you're
to
getting enough of a signature, and I can slowly bring somebody up back up to 16 balls and six holes. When now the body is regular, because you must
Rudy,
remember,
Rudy, we gotta go. Heartbreak.
Okay.
Heartbreak
okay.
Coming on. Rudy Dragone is my guest, folks. Please stay tuned. We will be right back.
Integrative medicine, the future of healthcare. Every Saturday morning, right here from 8 to 11 a.m.